Thanks for sticking with us during the break. You're listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network. Guys, you know what time it is. Every single week, I go around the country looking for some of the top performing quarterbacks, some of the top quarterbacks in the country. This time, a young gun. I lean towards the seniors, some of the guys who have been in the lineup for a long time. But Richie Munoz does not fit that mold. He's a sophomore taking the FCS by storm. Huge win over Montana. We'll get into that, though. First of all, Richie, thanks so much for hopping on the show this week.
Thank you for having me.
I talked about Montana. I said we were going to get into it. Let's just rip this Band-Aid off and do it. I'm sure Coach Mickey Mantle has preached to you guys, and I'm sure he did in that away locker room following this big win. Hey, just celebrate this one for tonight when we get back. But after that, it's back in the lab. We got bigger goals. We're 3-3. You guys can't have that big of smiles. I'm sure you were told that, right? But I do want to backtrack. I do want to talk about that game because I think for you guys, you'll use it as momentum. Use it as a confidence boost. I'll just start with that. Richie, is that a game that you're going to look back on when this season's over and kind of that was the one that catapulted you guys?
Yeah, for sure. Because especially coming off after a loss of McNeese to really two teams, Manili Samar, we shouldn't have lost to. We kind of shot ourselves in the foot those games. So we came into Montana knowing this was a must win for us and played our butts off that game.
Played your butts off. That's an understatement, Richie. You are National Offensive Player of the Week, of course, presented by Northwestern Mutual, alongside Kirk Herbstreit's list of top performers for week 6. Here's a stat that I loved. Out of 8 on that list, 5 of them, FBS Power Conference players, a Power Conference defensive lineman, a Heisman front runner, Boise State running back Ashton Jeanty, of course, and everybody knows him, Richie Munoz. Richie, when you saw this list come out, did you see it yourself or did somebody send it to you? And kind of what were your first thoughts? When I saw it, I laughed because I'm somebody who's so passionate about the FCS. I don't think we as FCS players are covered as much as we should be. When you first saw Kirk's list, what'd you think?
Oh, I thought it was awesome. It was truly a blessing just being on that list, seeing people like Ashton Jeanty, who's probably going to win the Heisman, being in the same conversation with them. It was a blessing to see that.
Now, did you get it sent to you or did you see it on your timeline?
I got it sent to me. I didn't even know. I don't know where I get it sent. I'm like, oh, shoot. That's awesome.
Hey, man, Kirk Herbstreit put you on his top performers list. I love it. All right, let's talk about that Montana game. Probably the hardest place to play. I think it's an easy argument to win if you were to make it, that Washington Grizzly Stadium is the hardest place to play in the entire FCS. For you guys, the attendance, a little under 26,000. Let's go through Richie's stats here, folks. 364 yards passing. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but 6 touchdowns through the air. No INTs, kept it clean. Listen, that stat right there that I just ran off, most passing touchdowns in a game by a Wildcat since 1993. Richie, when were you born?
2004.
Oh my God, 2004. Okay, most passing touchdowns in a game by a Wildcat since 1993, folks. You had it going on. You guys are 2-0 in the Big Sky. Is that something that you talked about immediately after this game?
Yeah, 2-0. It's being a big deal, being the Big Sky. Very strong conference, and really the thing we're on now is that we're on Northern Colorado. We gotta stay strong, win this game, because if we go out and lay an egg against Northern Colorado, we're back to square one.
Richie, I said, of course, you were told by Mickey, you're on in Northern Colorado. I get it, but I do want to talk about this Montana game, so hang tight for just one second.
Oh,
42
no, for sure.
Points? I'm kidding. 42 points, though, combined in the fourth quarter. You scored on a field goal, obviously, as time expired. A bomb, by the way, just at the end of regulation. Scored first in overtime, and obviously forced that fumble. When you line up to kick that field goal, there's 26,000 people who are used to winning games like this. Are you scared, nervous, excited? I mean, what kind of feelings do you have running through your head?
Of course, you get a little nervous always seeing the lineup, but I was confident in my kicker, Kyle Thompson, senior. He's a great kicker. I knew he was going to be able to clutch it up for us.
Now, Montana takes the lead. A little under 5 minutes left in the game. Kind of go through some of the things when that return team is out there, fair catch, touchback. I don't remember. But Zach Larson, Mickey Mantle, what are some of the things in that huddle before you guys take the field on 1st and 10 that they're preaching to you guys?
It's just mostly because we always have a great defense at Weber, and the defense is going to stop when offense's turn to pick up with the defense, because the defense has picked it up for us many times. So it's just going in there. We prepared all week for it, and it's just going into our job.
Now, was that 71-yard combo that found pay dirt, was that something that you prepared all week? I thought that was kind of the play of the game, and that's obvious to say, but I think when you guys went ahead 48-45, that drive was kind of, I mean, you guys were 2-3 at the time, kind of this back against the wall mentality. When you guys take that lead, how long did you celebrate, or was it, no, let me get my ass up, stand on the sideline because this defense now has a job to do?
Yeah, it was more like, yeah, celebrate for the 30 second real quick with the teammates, then back on the sideline cheering on the defense.
How good does it feel? And please answer me honestly. You don't know coaches talk here. Act as if they're not listening. Just to shut 26,000 people up. Obviously, you can hear a pin drop in that stadium, but just, I actually had a chance to live that feeling in Ogden, Utah. I played you guys in 2021, but, and I talked about in my post game presser that that was the best feeling that I've ever had. The fact that nobody was saying a damn word and I watched people leave the stadium. Did you kind of share those feelings?
Yeah, it was amazing. Amazing experience being able to score. Because anytime we scored, it's like super loud. Then we score, and then you can hear a pin drop in that stadium. So like there'll be times. Remember the first touchdown I threw, I'm like, why is it so quiet? Like, is there a penalty or something?
But, I love it. That's because there's 26,000 people in the stands who just don't have a damn clue what to do. And obviously, you guys kind of punched them in the mouth for 2.5, 3 quarters, led the way pretty much the entire time. But of course, in Washington Grizzlies stadiums, teams just seem to wear down. And in a fourth quarter, that's where the Grizz kind of thrive. And that's something that they're used to doing. But I want to ask you from not an X's and O's perspective, but more on the mental side, more of, I don't know, call it a spiritual side. How would you kind of describe your gameplay? Were you just in complete rhythm? Did you know coming into this, I have to score every time I touch the field? Were you in a flow state? Talk to me.
Yeah, it's like once we start scoring that much points, like we start off strong, I knew it was like, it's just one of those days where the offense is clicking and that the defense is not playing the way they're supposed to, then it's our jobs as the offense to pick them up.
I love it. You talked about the defense not playing the way they were supposed to. I agree. And I've heard plenty of times, whether it was my quarterback coach, OC, head coach, listen, divorce yourself from the defense. They're not associated with us right now. Of course, they will be when this thing's all said and done, but kind of separate yourself from what's going on out there. What were some of the things that Larson and Mitchell are telling you, whether it was in the locker room at halftime or just at any point during the game, knowing that it was a knife fight?
It was just more just stay on schedule. Of course, like every play, we want to get positive yards, keep moving the ball, and just focus on us. Like focus on us doing our 1-11. That if we do that, we were going to be successful.
Simple as that sometimes. Listen, you've shouted out the defense a few times now. Be the bachelor here. You have flowers to give out. Who are they going to? Is it a receiver? Is it the receiving core? Is it the big boys up front in the trenches? Or is it the defense kind of shout some of the guys out and highlight some guys that Weber State fans, Big Sky fans should know their names?
Well, of course, Garrett Beck, he got a strip sack for the win. That was amazing. Like, shout out to receivers, Jacob Sharp and Jalen Record. They both had great games, 2 touchdown catches. Of course, always shout out to the O-line because without them, nothing's going. And shout out to our kicker, Kyle Thompson, because being in that crowd, being able to make the kicks that he made, it was really clutch for us.
Super clutch. KT, that was bomb. And yeah, I can almost guarantee without knowing him that he's never kicked in front of 26,000 people in a moment during a game like that, conference game on the road in Washington Grizzly Stadium, and he puts it right through the uprights. It was really cool. Richie just gave out his flowers. I love it. Shouted out a bunch of guys here, having a chat here with Richie Munoz, signal caller for Weber State Wildcats. Richie, you guys are 3-3 right now. Obviously not a spot you want to be in, and I'm sure it's preached time and time again. Anytime you guys get high, it's what are we celebrating? We're 3-3. And anytime you guys get low, it's hey, we're 2-0 in the Big Sky. But another one on deck. You guys are hosting Northern Colorado. You guys locked and loaded?
Yeah, we're ready. Northern Colorado, they're a solid team. We just got to go in, play our game, start strong. And yeah, it's a team we just can't overlook.
It's a team you can't overlook. What are some things on film that stand out to you that you look to exploit? Obviously, don't give too much away. I don't think any Northern Colorado players are listening right now. Act as if they are not. What are some of the things that you're excited as the signal caller of this team to kind of put on display and put on tape come Saturday, 6 p.m.?
Well, they like to play a lot of man. And of course, man and QB's offense is almost a dream because you'll be able to take a lot of shots.
A lot of man coverage. Just keep it at that. That tells me everything I need to know. Trust me. Anytime there's a team that I know is going to play coverage pretty much for all four quarters, one, I know they have a really good front and I got to get the ball out early, and two, I'm going to take my shots. And I have opportunities to find pay dirt, 1, 2, 3, 4 play drives. So that right there is what Richie Munoz, quarterback for Weber State, is looking for. Hey, Sac State follows them. I think the rest is breezy for you guys. Close your ears when I say that, because obviously that's not something that quarterback wants to be told or to reiterate kind of to the public, but it's breezy up until Idaho, second to last game of the season. Is there a game that you're looking forward to? Is there a game that you guys in the locker room are talking about? Or do you feel like you guys are just dialed in on Northern Colorado and one at a time because you're 3-3 and that is not where you guys want
to
be?
Yeah, we're dialed in on Northern Colorado. We're 3-3, but we're 2-0. We have a chance to be able to win a championship in this Big Sky. So it's really week by week focusing on each opponent ahead of us.
Bingo. Just nailed that right there. I love that, Richie. Hey, I always ask this question. It's one of my favorite questions to ask quarterbacks, because when I ask it, I have visualizations of myself and what I went through, and I answer this question to myself in my head every single time. But when you showed up to summer workouts on campus, listen, this is a head coach's, I don't know, call it a thing, or a strength and conditioning staff's kind of thing. When you showed up and you had new workout gear, new kicks, new shorts, new shirts. What was that message that was printed on the back of that shirt or on those shirts? Or what was that thing that was placed in the locker room that wasn't there heading into this 2024 season?
I know this year, like, the main focus was like everyone doing the 111th, like everyone doing their job and doing it as a team. Because one thing about Weber that I love, even when I came on official visit, is that it's family all here. We're all really close. So I think it was a lot of that and a lot of getting work after like workouts. There's one thing that this year that was great is that after every workout, every lift, we had receivers going to get extra catches, linemen going out getting extra work. So that was one thing that was really great.
111th. I swear to God, Richie, I'm not just saying this because we're staring at each other's faces right now. That's the best one. 111th. I've never heard it before. It makes so much sense in the world. Basically, just do your damn job, right?
Yeah.
I mean, 111th. I love that right there. That's exactly how we're going to wrap this thing up here. Richie, what are some goals you guys have talked about? What does Mental put in your head that he says that this team is capable of?
Big Sky Championship and make it run to the playoffs. I really do believe that. I do believe this team is good enough to do that.
Big Sky Championship, and let's make that damn run in the playoffs. I love it. Richie just putting a cherry on top. Folks, having a chat with Richie Munoz, signal caller for Weber State. Went bananas against Montana last week. And of course, you've all seen it at this point. I mean, Kirk Herbstreit even saw it and shouted it out. I want to go through those stats just one more time before we get out of here. 365 passing yards, 6 touchdowns, no interceptions. Nobody's done it since 1993. Richie Munoz, a legend or a very infamous person in the state of Montana right now. Hey, keep this momentum going. You guys are on a confidence high. You guys are a team that I don't think many want to see and a team that tends to get better as the season goes on. So keep that up. And Richie, like I stated at the very beginning of the show, thank you so much for giving FCS Nation Radio some time.
Thank you for having me.